الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brayhead Clan winning 3-2 in overtime against Coventry Blaze. With me to talk about the game is Sam Zajac. Sam, thanks for joining us. Overtime wins, are they always more special than wins in regular time?
Obviously, we don't really want to be giving up points to teams below us, but I mean, it's great to get the win, you know, keep the thing rolling. We've got a lot of wins on the bounce now, so it was a bit of a relief, yeah, to get it in the end.
The coach was saying there, you reckon there might have been a wee bit of rustiness in there, given you've been off for the last 10 days. Do you guys feel it out there too? Maybe at first.
Maybe a little disjointed, I'm not sure about Rusty, but we've been going hard the last couple of days, so yeah, get the cobwebs out and get back at it. Yeah, it was good to get the win.
A good record that you touched on there. 7 games in a row now in the league you've won. I mean, the confidence must be flowing through the team right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we really want to be doing, you know, we're challenging at the right end of the table here. I think we must be closing on the all-time winning record, maybe. I'm not sure what it is.
I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Must be close to it. That's right, you were here that time as well. That was under Drew Bannister.
It was, yeah. So, obviously, I mean, it's always a better atmosphere in the room. Everyone, you know, enjoys the hockey a lot more when you're winning.
What about Coventry tonight, though? I felt that they certainly tested Kyle Jones on numerous occasions, but they're a team that haven't been going too well of late. They really needed a win here tonight, didn't they?
That's the first time we've seen them, but they've obviously, I think they were missing a few guys as well. Maybe a similar situation that we've been in. But I mean, they've got a lot of skill on that top line, and they were dangerous. And obviously, they got a point which they needed. And I'm sure they'll be happy with going back on a Wednesday night to cover me.
There was a bit of confusion over who got the last goal that was announced. Is Matt Tau? Is he bragging about it in there? Did someone else claiming it?
His celebration certainly seemed like it was him who got it. Yeah, I think it hit maybe in the leg or something like that. So I don't think he cares how it goes in as long as it goes in.
How are you enjoying your role under Ryan Finnerty? I think he was looking to you as a kind of defensive linchpin, if you like. How are you enjoying that role so far?
Obviously I'm not the most offensive guy anyway, but I just try and be, you know, responsible, try and be a plus every night and just help where I can, you know, be physical and try and put guys off the game.
You're working with guys like Scott Arson, Kent and Smith back there as well, real powerhouses in that defensive area. How good is it to be playing alongside these guys?
I mean, they're all great, you know, professionals. They all bring something important. I think it's working out as a really good unit right now. I mean, Nico coming in has done a really good job too. He's fitted in well, and we're getting offense from back there, particularly from Scotty. So yeah, it's really good, and I mean, it's good to be a part of.
Feeling it a bit, obviously, with injuries of late, but Kenton came back tonight, as did Lee Esders.
Yeah.
But you've got that game with Hull on Saturday as well. Yeah. There's a chance Joe Cullen could be back, could be involved as well. So getting back to full strength, albeit gradually.
Yeah, Kenton was obviously his usual solid self. He looks like he hasn't missed a beat, so that was good. It was really good for him not to get through without another setback. And obviously, yeah, hopefully Cullen will be in for the weekend. So that's going to be another boost.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Sammy.
No problem, bud.